Welcome everybody to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. This is episode number 22. On this episode, I'm going to be speaking a little bit about energies, cleanings, energies, things like that. So as a practitioner, we tend to clean ourselves a lot more than your average person, because we help people. So we, like, people come to my Monanzo and they need a cleaning. So what I do is I clean them. You know, I go to my energies and I clean them with whatever they guide me to clean them with. You know, it could be some herbs, it could be a chicken, it could be an egg, and then susu, malafo, and sunga, whatever it may be. So the act of cleaning some negativity from a person is what you're doing, is you're transferring the negative energy from the person, from the client, you're transferring it to your Nganga. And as you're doing that negative energy, obviously it doesn't want to leave that person. So you got to kind of trick it. You trick it so it could come out of there and then go to the Nganga, and that's when the Nganga holds it. So when you do that, what you're doing is you're actually transferring the negativity, and then some of it kind of stays on you. So what you have to do, once that person's ready, clean and ready to go, once that person leaves, you gotta clean your whole Monanzo again, and then you gotta clean yourself, just to take out any type of anything tricky out there, you know, that wanted it not to come, not to go inside the Nsusu. So throughout your practitioner life, you're going to have to be doing yourself a lot of cleaning. Because you're cleaning people, and also because when you go through the three-day initiation, which is called a scratching, a rayamiento, when you go through that, what you're doing is you're putting yourself out there, to be seen by the spiritual realm, because they're the ones that are going to help you, so they can see you. So once you go through that initiation, you're open to all those energies. They can see you. They can see that you hooked up with them. They can see that you can help the regular people that can't see nothing, because you're open to that. Since you're open to the spiritual realm, you're open to the good spirits and the bad spirits, you're open to the positive and the negative. So as a practitioner, you gotta clean yourself a little bit more than your regular average Joe, you know, because we work around spirits, we work around energies. So that's just like I said, getting initiated scratch is not the end, man. It's not the end. It's the beginning of a lot of work. It's a beginning of a lot of beautiful things to come, and some negative things too. But you have help. You have guidance. You know, your godfather will guide you. Your elders will guide you. Your Nganga, your muertos, they will never lie to you. They will never lie to you. They will never steer you wrong. And moving forward, everything's going to go good. You just got to put in a lot of heart and a lot of time. So, energies. So, since you as a practitioner, if you're a practitioner and you get cleanings, either through somebody else or you do them yourself, whatever type of cleanings, you're getting a lot of cleaning. So, what you're doing is you're removing any negativity from you or from anybody else. Or from just walking around, man. You just walk around. Say right now, if I want to go to Walmart, I go out there, go to Walmart, I'm going to run into like 30 people, you know. And energies and spirits that are around them can see that I have that sight. I have that authority to see them, hear them. So they try to latch onto me, and I come home and I feel ugly. I just clean myself. So we're a lot more vulnerable for that. So we got to clean ourselves a lot more. So as a practitioner, you're getting your cleanings. What happens is you're cleaning your aura. So have you guys ever had been in a situation where you meet somebody and that person just does not like you, for they just start you know, insulting you, and they just don't like you for no reason whatsoever. You've never met this person. You just like, they don't like you, and you know it, and they let you know they don't like you. Okay, so that when that happens, I'm sure everybody's been through a situation like that. When that happens, that's a spiritual thing. I go through that a lot because I clean myself a lot. So when I walk around, say I go to work and I, you know, talk to people and different people come around me and stuff like that. What happens is my aura is clean because I had just did a baño or a spiritual bath or whatever type of clean I did to myself the prior day. So I woke up feeling good, going to work good, and my aura's clean. And you have other people out there that walk around with like these real negative spirits around them, whether it be they just born with them or they just somebody threw something really bad and they don't like you for that reason, because those spirits, you offend those spirits because you're so clean, you're so positive, and they get offended, so they attack you. You got to be really, really careful with that, because we're born with good energy and bad energy, meaning we can do good and we can do bad. So if you're walking around with a clean energy and you're feeling good and you meet somebody that just don't like you, that's a spiritual thing where they're bad, they're negative, is trying to attack you either through their mouth or however, could be physically too. When that happens, you got to be careful, because that can open up your bad energies to lash out at that person. Like, say if somebody that don't like you for that reason, it's a spiritual thing, they come at you, like try to attack you, something negative in you is going to come out and, you know, either strike them or do something really, really bad to them. So you got to be in control. You got to understand the way that works. So like for me, since I do understand that happens when people offend me, I just try to look the other way. You know, if you would have caught me a few years ago, I would have been like, let's get down. You know, boom, 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 boom. I had a lot of fist fights in my life, especially as a younger person, man. As a kid, man, I've had a lot of, and I got jumped a lot and I got beat up a lot. But I beat up, you know, I got my share too, but I'm not going to say I'm the best person because I'm not. But I did have a lot of fist fights from junior high school to from elementary, junior high school, after high school. I got into a lot of, you know, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. So fist fights were a thing back then. And it was all energies, man. It was just people don't like you, you know. And it's a deep thing. I know some people are going to be like, nah, you're crazy. But I'm not. That's what it is. That, I mean, what can explain, you know, it could even work vice versa. You don't like somebody. You might meet somebody and you just don't like them. It's happened to me. And I don't consider myself a bad person. It's happened to me where I meet somebody and I just hate that person's guts. It could be somebody in the movies, an artist, a movie star, a singer, or a physical person that I meet. I just have a bad taste. That is also a spiritual thing. It could be you guys were enemies in a past life, you know? You guys fought in a past life. For whatever reason it is, it's a lot deeper. You can find out through readings and misas, but sometimes you just get to stay away from them people, you know, and that's it. But, I mean, if it's like family and stuff like that, sometimes you're born with with your brother or your sister's your enemy, and they just make your fucking life hell. Sorry about that, but I'm telling you, man, there's some people, if you come get readings with a practitioner and they tell you your sister was your enemy in a past life, and you're like, that's why she hates me. You know, everything comes together, man. The religion is powerful. It opens your mind up to a lot of things, you know. I understand why I don't have good relationships with some people that are in my life that I know. And I wish I had, but it's just, it's a spiritual thing. It's not personal, you know. If they don't like me, I know it's not personal. It comes from beyond our understanding. So it's whatever. I just stay away from people. You know, hey, how you doing? Give one phone call a year or whatever. That's it. But that's just the way it is. That's the cards I was dealt. I can't do nothing but pray for them, you know. And that's the way it is. It's spiritual. It's very spiritual. It's very in depth. Knowing who is your enemy and all that, you get all that info in misas and readings and things like that. They come out, they pop out. You know, some misas you have warnings too. You know, you have warnings. Be careful with this person. Be careful. You're dating the wrong person. This, you know, they're very informational, man, and they guide you to better your life. You know, I know people that have had misas, and they tell them, be careful, don't do this, and they keep doing it. I don't understand why they have misas. So what I'm trying to say is, if you do go try to get readings and misas, you have to open your mind. You have to you have to be open to the fact that they're going to tell you some way off shit. Sorry for cussing. I really apologize, but that's just the truth. They're going to tell you some really weird things that you're going to be like, no, man, I can't stop talking. That's my, you know, whatever it is. Or it's just warnings. They're telling you for your own good. A misa, a reading, they'll never guide you wrong, man. Because what happens, like, say, for example, you come to Mamu Nansu, and if I give you a reading, if you're there, you're going to hear me pray. You're going to hear me pray to my altar. You're going to hear me ask permission from my guardian angel, from my higher self. You're going to hear me asking permission for this consultation from your guardian angel, from your higher self. So they can come out and tell me what I need to tell you to better your life, to fix your, to, you know, to beat that case, the drug case you got, to beat your anything, any obstacles that you have in your life. So those readings are always good, and some people just don't like what they hear, man. And that's why I recommend, if you go through any consultation reading, you really, really have to just listen, and you gotta listen to what they tell you and do everything they tell you, your life will get better. You know, one time I had a reading, a very difficult reading, man. And it was a person that I know. And this person, my pot, told me some very, very personal stuff about the person. And I told the person, I kind of sugarcoated it, but the person got the hint of where I was getting at. And before I told the person, my pa told me, she's going to deny it, but just throw it out there so she could know. And I was like, man, it was very difficult for me. It was extremely difficult. So I threw it out there. I didn't say it bluntly, but I threw it out there. And I did it, and the person denied it in front of me, and I was just like, damn. Like, you know, I always get confirmations that my pot is there. They're there. My muertos are there. My spirits are there guiding me. And this was a, man, this was a shocker. Like, you know, and it, sometimes it's hard. It's hard, you know, especially when I know the person. It's difficult because there, you know, a lot of personal stuff comes out, so. I mean, I can. If you want to come to me and you know me, I could recommend somebody really, really good. It's just what happens to us in life. Sometimes people hurt us in life when we're kids, and you think you're healed, and you're not. And what you do unconsciously, you damage your own kids, and not in that way, but in other way, in mentals. So you have to. You have to get a reading to hear what, to revive that bad memory that you have, so you can be a better person, you know. And that's why my muertos told me to do that, because that person had to relive that in their memory again, and then just say, man, this is why I'm doing this. This is why everything the muertos will tell you, it's for you to heal and be a better person. And sometimes it's difficult for people. And some people don't want to hear it, man. They don't want to hear it, you know, but they have to heal. And that's the way it works, you know. Back to energies. So, like I said, anytime you're gonna better yourself and do anything good, like spiritually, you clean yourself, you always attract negative energy. So you got to be careful with that. I mean, the other day I had a person come up to me and tell me, "Hey, Hector, you're just doing a podcast so you could become famous." And I was just like, that was kind of negative towards me, because the reason, and I say it in every podcast, the reason why I podcast my experience in this religion is to inform people how beautiful and powerful this religion is. Because the taboo in this religion is it's negative, it's really bad, it does bad stuff. It does, but it does good stuff also. And the reason why I podcast it is I podcast it to inform people, not to be popular in the world or whatever. I think I posted the last time that I had like 13 different countries and 59 different cities around the world, different continents, listening to me. I didn't even know everybody spoke English, but I guess they do. I want to thank each and every one of you guys. Thank you guys. But like I said, I'm only podcasting my experiences, and I'm not giving away no secrets. I only post my experiences of this religion, or the practice of this, of the way of life as a palero, and so to inform people of how beautiful and strong this religion is. And like I said, back to energies, you know, people get they show, you know what, as a matter of fact, I got one of my misas a few years ago, they told me I was gonna be doing what I'm doing right now, and I, you know, And they told me that you got to watch out, because there's going to be a lot of envious people around there, jealous people. And they're there all the time. You can't do nothing about them. The only thing, that, like, I'm a type of person, when I get people that are jealous and envious of me like that, I just thank Nsambi that I don't have that in me. You know, he never put a sparkle of that in me to be envious and jealous of people because they're good practitioners, because they have spirituality, because they have this, because they have that, because they have nice cars, because they have it. Just, you know, I thank Nsambi. I thank him that he never gave me that part of a human. It's actually a curse, because imagine hating on people. Like, that takes a lot of energy. That you attract so much negativity over that. I mean, how do you sleep at night, you know, hating on somebody? I'm sorry, I don't have that in me. I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm actually happy I don't have that in me. But I'm not trying to do nothing. All I'm trying to do is show how beautiful and powerful this religion is. And it is. It's done miracles for me, man. It's done miracles for me. And I want to thank each and every person that had their influence and given me my blessings. You know, anything I receive as of now, I want to thank everybody that's had their part. You know, my Nina from Lukumi, she's the most beautiful person I know. She's given me everything that I have, everything, even Paulo, everything that I have, she's given me everything, and I want to thank her. And my girlfriend also, she was on a couple episodes ago. We're gonna start another podcast. It's not gonna be about the religion. It's just gonna be about me and her. Pretty soon, we're working on that one. It'll be about our relationship, and it's gonna be pretty cool, because we have we're 24 year different relationship, so it's gonna be pretty cool. A lot of people are gonna want to listen to that one, because we're a rarity. Energies, that's the way energies work. You got to be careful, man. You got to know how they work. Like I said, sometimes you need bad energy to fix yourself, you know, to surprise yourself with the strength you have. And then I'm not pushing people to become in the religion, but you can come and, you know, try to help yourself if you have, you know, like one episode I had on generational curses. And I know that hit more than a few people because, you know, you have just really bad. I had this one girl one time. She came and she told me that she thinks she had a generational curse. And I'm like, why would you think you have a generational curse? She goes, well, because I'm in a bad, I keep coming to you, Hector, because I have so many problems with my partner. And I'm like, yeah, you do. Well, I mean, you know, I gave her I told her to leave him and she doesn't, so. She's there because she wants to, but, and then she says my sister has she has the same problems with her husband because he's a crackhead or something like that, and I'm like, well, and then she's like, and then my aunt, she's been married like 3 times, and then this, and then my mom, my dad died, and this, that, and I'm like, yeah, you probably do have a generational curse. You gotta we gotta look into that. That's something. That's something we gotta consult you in and you know, and fix that. And then she's like, I'm gonna bring my sister, I'm gonna bring my other sister, I'm gonna bring my prima, I'm gonna bring my tia. I said, bring them, we'll fix them right here. We can do some baños. I'm not gonna give out secrets, but there's some certain baths that you can do. If you need help with relationships, I have a bath that my beautiful madrina gave me. It's a bath with a bunch of herbs and honey and some really good ingredients that help you attract the opposite sex. You got to be very, very careful with that. But yeah, it's done with the energy of Mama Chola. Mama Chola, the energy of Mama Chola, she works with love. She works with money. She works with fertility. I'm sorry. I keep saying that word wrong. Having babies, man. She's very, very, she's not a she. She's an energy. And she's very, very powerful. And when I do baths, like spiritual baths, man, you attract a lot of people. They're very, very powerful, man. But you got to be careful because you might attract the wrong person. You got to wear it when I tell you to wear it. You got to do it when you get a date, and we'll get you a date, and then you do it. Don't just do it all around because you're going to have a bunch of females all over you, man, or dudes all over you, or both. There's, you know, we can do baths for your relationship. You got bad relationships, so you want to spark it up, you know. We do baths for that. We do all kinds of different ensaladas. There's hundreds and hundreds of ensaladas. You know, you got bad luck trying to get a girlfriend. We do those. We got some to push a girl away, you know, a toxic person away. We can do a bunch of ensaladas for that. It just depends, you know, what you need. You know, you got a bad court case. You're looking at some time. We can help you with that. There's also a spell we can do to get you money. If you supposed to live with some money and you don't have that money and it was supposed to come to you, we can do obras to make it come to you easier. You know, like I said, this world is a spiritual world, so there is spiritual warfare. And if somebody out there that's a brujo that can see that you have a lot of luck, like say you go to a reading with a certain person, it could be a medium, it could be anybody, and that person sees that you have a lot of luck, instead of them telling you, hey, you should be playing the lotto, they ask you, hey, go buy this ticket for me. Or, you know, they'll try to take that energy that you have of good luck. They'll take it from you, and they can take it from you, and it'll be theirs, and they use it. Believe it or not, I know you guys might think I'm, you know, talking nonsense, but it's not. It's extremely real. So you got to be careful who you go to. I always have caution. I always give you guys caution because there is, I've seen a bunch of stuff that people do, and it's just what they do, man. This one time, this lady came to me and she's like, hey, I have some people, they're throwing stuff at me. And I'm like, oh yeah, you do. Let me do your cleaning. So I'm going to do your bath. I'm going to do your cleaning. I'm going to get some herbs, do this and that with a lele. Boom, boom, boom. And I got her out of here. And then I told her, okay, you're done. And then she's like, well, how can I, are they going to keep doing this to me? And I'm like, yeah, they're going to always do this to you. So I gave her some remedies. I told her, when you feel bad, you're going to do this, this, this. I gave her like 3 or 4 things that she can do. I was very, very generous with her. So she was a nice lady. So I didn't want to take her money. You know, it's just they were just like little spells they would do with little candles. It wasn't nothing big to where it's going to be, you know, she needs something. She needs a big a ganga like mine, like to take care of that. It was something small where somebody was just turning on some candles in their backyard and wishing harm on her. So I gave her some remedies how to clean herself. She won't have to come back to me unless like she starts getting into like cry or her money starts going down. But I gave her those little remedies, little spells that she can do. And sometimes that happens, man. You don't really need nothing major. I'll give you some good little baths to do. There's a bunch of baths, man. There's like for money, for love, for you know, to push people away from you, to do all kinds. There's thousands of things, man, that we can do to help you guys. Sometimes people have some things. People have like really, really bad luck, and they've had it for a long time. And we gotta look into it. You know, we gotta consult you. We can do a consulta, which is a consult. Or we can do a misa for you. Sometimes misas are good too. Misas, spiritual misas, are not part of Palo. Their misas is when I spoke about it a few podcasts ago, a few episodes ago. I spoke about spiritualism. It's not Palo. It's you go to a medium, and those mediums, we do them here too. You go to a medium and they do like a bóveda. I spoke about bóvedas. And then they do a bunch of old prayers from I think it was from the Bible. There were old prayers that were taken out of the Bible because they're so strong. Because those prayers call on your ancestors. And then they come down and people get mounted. People that are mediums, there's some people out there that are mediums that get mounted. I don't know if you guys ever heard this, getting mounted, but the spirit of your ancestor comes in the room, and then they go inside the medium that can mount, and they speak to you. It could be your ancestor. It can be their own muerto that can see their spiritual realm and come out to guide you, and they tell you certain things. Man, you'll be surprised if you're ever in the room. I've been in a few misas where the mediums get mounted, and man, you hear some stuff that are very deep that nobody knows. Man, they'll tell you some stuff, man. But they help you and they guide you. You know, if you have an uncle that passed, he'll come out. If you have a cousin, brother, anybody that passed, they'll come out. You can also do misas of your past loved ones. You just got to wait a couple years, and because they got to transcend into the spiritual realm. The first 2 years is you can't really, because they're confused. Some people pass away very suddenly and they're not ready, and they gotta adjust. So it takes a couple years for them to adjust to realize, hey, you know, I'm not in the material life anymore. I'm in a different realm, but I can see them. Why can't they see me? They gotta figure out where they're at. After 2 years, they kind of get a little. You gotta adjust, man. You know, because when you're in this realm, you have your avatar. You know, you're in a body, so you get hungry, you get horny, you get. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. You get hungry, you get thirsty, you know, you have all these emotions that, you know, you get jealous, you some people, whatever, and then all of a sudden you don't have none of that, you know, so you got to adjust in the spiritual realm, and it takes about 2 years for you to understand where you're at, and then when we do the misas, we call on you, and you come, and then you guide us, you know, and you tell us what, you know, what's going on, and they're very beautiful beautiful misas, man. I've been to a few, and they're really, really nice. The mediums are awesome. The people I have around me are really, really good. My girlfriend's a montadora, too. She could mount. I seen her gypsy one time, came out and guided me. She this was like when we were barely together, her one of her spirit guides came out and she started. I didn't know nothing, bro. I was just barely getting introduced to the religion, and when she mounted, I don't know who she was, and she was talking in this weird language, and I was like, I don't know what you want. So it was crazy, man. I had no idea what was going on. I thought she was going crazy. And then after that, we went to my madrinas and she explained to me what happens. And then I saw other people getting mounted. They were getting mounted with different spirits and they were talking, they were guiding you. I had this other lady was a medium. She got mounted in front of me and she told me some personal things that were going on in my job. And I was like, huh? She was like from another state, bro. And I was in Cali and she was telling me some stuff that I had going on at my job. And she told me to do an obra and do this, doing that. And it worked. And I was like, how would she know that? There's no way. I'd never told nobody. I didn't even tell my girlfriend what was going on. So these people that can mount spirits, it's very powerful, man. Some people can, some people cannot. The people that can, if you can mount and you go into the religion, you're very, very, you become a very, very, very active and good gangulero, because you can mount, you're muerto, come out and speak and guide other people around you. And that's always a plus, you know. If you can't, you can't. If you can't, I can't. I don't mount. The spirit could never mount me for whatever reason. I wasn't born for that. But I do get, I hear them, you know, I see them in my dreams and they speak to me throughout the day, but they won't mount me. That's just, Daisy. And, her spirit saved me a lot of times doing that, man. They guided me to what was going to happen in the future. And if I'll tell you one thing, man, if her muerto hadn't came out and told me what was going to happen before it happened, I would have reacted different to that situation when it came in front of me, and things wouldn't have been what they are right now. You know, it was something very crucial in my life that she felt I had to know before it showed, that problem showed itself to me. And since her muerto came out and told me, I already knew, because she's came out a couple of times before, and when she told me, I prepared myself for it. So I when that problem came to my face, I fixed it before before it got there, and I fixed it. And it didn't achieve its goal to ruin me, you know. And I thank them all the time, man. You know, I always, every time my girlfriend comes out and tells me something, whew, it's gonna happen, you know. It's gonna happen with anything in life, man. She comes out and she told me some of my family members, and then they passed, and that was pretty hard, you know. But they kind of prepare you. They prepare you for life, you know. I mean, people are gonna die, you know. Just because somebody died does not mean that they're dead. They're just in a different realm. They're not dead, man. They're just not in their avatar. They're not in their body, but they're still around. Believe me, I feel them. I see them in my dreams. I see them in the day. They walk near me sometimes. They tell me they're there. You know, they drop their picture or they send me a little signs. You know, and I know that they're like sometimes I get a feather that comes down and I know who it's from. You know, and just little signs. You know, to show you that they love you. Like. They know you think about them. You know, they're always going to be there for you, man. They're not gone. People that pass, they're not gone. They're just not in this realm. They're in the spiritual realm. And they can see everything. They can see everything you do, and they can see everything. They can hear everything you think and you say. So always think positive thoughts for them, you know, and ask them for help. You know, after a couple of years, you can help, they'll guide you, man. They'll guide you. Especially if you come towards the religion, they'll come out in your readings. They'll guide you. And sometimes, you know, you might not like what they're going to tell you, but you have to do it because they can see the future. And they know what's going to happen to you. You know, just like my girlfriend spirits, they always come out and they warn me about stuff. They tell me a bunch of stuff. That one story, I don't know if everybody heard this, but one of my girlfriend's spirits came out and told me that this girl was gonna try to separate me from Daisy, and I was like, oh yeah. And then, man, a few weeks later, this girl popped up, just throwing herself at me, and I was like, damn. And sure enough, everything she told me, it happened. So And say we're not in the religion, and somebody comes and tells you that something's going to happen, and it happens. How are you going to explain that? How are you going to explain your girlfriend knows somebody's going to come and hit on you and try to break you up? Like, is it her friend? She told her friend she don't even know her. We live like, I used to work an hour away. There's no way that she could know her. So, you know, it's real, man. It's real. It's real as being you. All this spirit, all these energies around us, we're never alone. We're never alone, ever. Not even me right now in this room that I'm alone. I'm not alone. I got my muertos. I got my spirit guides. I have a bunch of congos all around me, you know. They're looking at me saying, look at Hector. Look at what he's doing now. He's reaching out the world. He's showing the world how beautiful this religion is. And he's not telling secrets. Yeah, they tell me sometimes that there's some people that listen with a poochy face, but they still listen, you know. That makes me happy. Okay then, you guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate everybody for listening to Sticks and Bones. This is ending of episode number 22. If you guys have any inquiries, you can text me at 702-814-3140. You guys can text me there. Shoot me a text. And if you guys have questions, anything that I can answer you, you guys need a consulta, anything you guys need, shoot me a text right there and I'll get to you. If I don't get to you as soon as possible, that means I'm probably either doing some type of ritual or, but I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you guys, everybody, for the text. And also, I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is sticks_bones. STICKS_bones. BONES. You can follow me there on Instagram also. And you guys, I have a TikTok. It's called Enganguleto7. Thank you guys. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.